The first Star Wars movie spawned countless fan clubs, a merchandising empire, comic books, and a six-hour radio play. In 1981, NPR produced and aired a 13-part series called Star Wars: A New Hope, inspired by the original film. With a John Williams score, Mark Hamill playing Luke Skywalker, and Anthony Daniels reprising his role as C-3PO, the radio drama had all the elements people loved about George Lucas's saga, but there was also lots of new characters and scenes that never saw the big screen.
She sounds smooth, Luke.
Yeah, I worked on her all day yesterday.
Well, listen, if you're planning on doing any racing, you can count me out, Skywalker. Tatooine is no academy, and you're no star pilot.
Not yet, anyway. Well, I adjusted the thrust sequence for extra boost. You better hang on to your seat.
That's from Star Wars: A New Hope, the radio drama produced by NPR in 1981. They went on to produce and air two more radio dramas, one for The Empire Strikes Back and another for Return of the Jedi. If you'd like to learn more about NPR's Star Wars-inspired radio dramas, you'll find a link on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And The Force stays with us a bit longer. Up next, we'll hear from a member of one of the most exclusive Star Wars fan clubs out there, the 501st. We'll talk to a web designer by day, Darth Vader by night, when Word of Mouth returns.